There is a chill in the air, as there often is this far to the north. Perhaps the clouds themselves weigh heavily, at comfort to linger in this part of the world. Or perhaps it is merely the choking perfume of black smog coughing from the mouths of the factories that stretch towards the skies, as though intent on choking out any warmth that might creep from the sun behind them, if indeed it still exists at all. The rain that falls collects particles of black soot from the air before splashing down on the gray cobbled streets. Nothing is immune to the layer of dark grime that stains the surfaces of Rookmire. In spite of the cloying air, there is a quiet hum of energy and industry here. What is it that thrums so softly in this city to tell the casual onlooker that it is indeed still alive? For there are no shouts on the docks, only the gruff murmurs of voices and passing acknowledgement. Even the soot-darkened boats cough softly to themselves, churning great, languid, black serpents of smog from their stacks as they struggle through the rough, inky black waves in the harbor. It is not even in the great processions of gray and brown and black woolen coats that shuffle in hushed reverence into the waiting mouths of the brick and mortar factories. The metal and stone bodies squat in the storm dregs, their crooked, twisting necks stretching to the skies as they await the hands that will feed them for what they hunger. In the distance, even the toll of the ember clock is that of a hushed sigh, a plaintive croak in the festering heart. Somewhere deep in the belly of the city, there is a stirring, the heavy breathing of an animal too long at rest, muscles tensed and poised. To the onlooker, the city of Rookmire is calm, if perhaps tranquil. But to those that live within, it is still, but not at rest. Its skin crawls, and hungry, it waits.